Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good. And international
call. Interface complete.
Yeah, peoples. All right, here we go.
I know this shit, motherfucking crack-a-lacking and all that type of shit. But, yeah, bitches, we is up in this motherfucker, and I'm headed to goddamn Las Vegas. Fucking right, I'm out the motherfucking building at 9 in the morning. I'll be touching down, 6:30 in the morning, and I touch down at 11 motherfucking 30, peoples. Fucking right, I'm confirmed. I got the webcam on, goddammit, so I can record this goddamn moment. So, you know, I can tell the bitch kiss my ass. You ain't go, dog. Kiss my ass, nigga. Oh, sorry. And, so that's what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? We're going to, today's show, I got to play a lot of fucking music, y'all, because I got to wash clothes, wash more clothes, pack clothes, and then, yeah. Pretty much all that shit. Burn up some mixtapes to bring up there, you know what I'm saying? I will be touching down in Atlanta. All my peoples up there in the motherfucking ATL. I got a 1-hour layover, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to hang out, you know what I'm saying? Holler at me at the motherfucking airport. And on the way back home, shit, I'll be stopping in motherfucking Texas. I believe it's Philly or Texas, you know what I'm saying? Either way, I'm going to be hitting y'all motherfucking hometown, man. So y'all need to look out for that, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely, it's going to be something hot. Want me something big, you dig? So let me go ahead and get this show officially started. Let me bring in my peoples real quick so we can have a chit-chat, you know what I'm saying, real quick. I'd like to welcome everybody aboard the Starship Smelly Prize. We is hovering around motherfucking planet Earth right now before we take the fuck off to planet Las Vegas, goddammit. Yeah, that's how we doing it. So y'all hold on, peoples. Let me beam my crew aboard this motherfucker. Hold on, peoples. I think we got a reporter all the way already up in the motherfucking Las Vegas. Let's see if the goddamn transporter room gonna work right today. Or it's gonna give us the ass to kiss. Which is what I'm expecting. Yep, and they're doing it. They're giving us the ass to kiss, people. So you're gonna hear a double transport, so don't be scared, people. I'm trying to beam everybody in at one time. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if we can do it. Here we go. Motherfuck. The fuck is going on with the damn switch?
Hello? What's up? Hello?
What the fuck is going on?
Can y'all motherfuckers hear me?
Yeah, somehow, I don't know. Y'all motherfuckers must be talking through the little cups I hooked up down on planet Earth and shit.
What's
damn
up?
Transporter beam ain't fucking working, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. Get some bullshit.
Come on, brother. What you up
well,
to?
Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to wash my clothes, you know what I'm saying? Get look at this shit here. Look at this bullshit here. 30 fucking minutes later. Oh, anyway. But yeah, man, getting the goddamn get my clothes and shit, you know what I'm saying, washed up. That's what I'm doing right now, washing the clothes up, making this mixtape up, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Got the, yeah, got
you'll
the mixtape.
You be slanging tapes out here like me?
Oh,
I mean,
shit. Yeah, that's what I got to do. There ain't no law against it down there, is it?
I don't know.
Well, guess we're going to find out.
I never had
out.
A problem.
Oh, all right. Well, what's up, Mick? Hey, people, let me tell y'all something. We got Mr. Goofy Bone. Live in motherfucking Las Vegas, Nevada, on location. You know what I'm saying? Giving y'all motherfucking a little heads up to what's finna go down, goddamn it, when we get down there. What's happening?
Shit, it's beautiful skies out here. I'm in my shorts, looking fine as a motherfucker, I'll tell you that for damn sure. But I can't check in the motherfucking hotel till about motherfucking 3 o'clock. So I went and had me some motherfucking Denny's right now. All motherfucking day.
There's some, you seen some women yet? Some hoes out there?
Oh, hell yeah. There's some hoes right here.
What? Put them hoes on the phone. You can't find no hoes to get on the phone.
They're in traffic.
Oh. So what you doing, standing on the sidewalk or something?
Nah, I'm trying to walk across the freeway right now to go start slinging some CDs.
Oh, where I be at?
Oh, I don't know. He told me to hit him up where I'm situated. So the main purpose of me coming out here early so I can start doing my slangation.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So when 3 o'clock comes around, shit, I'll be all situated, all fine and dandy, going to my room, fucking knock the fuck out, because I've been up all night.
Oh, yeah, when I called you early, you sound groggy like a motherfucker.
Oh, I was hella groggy. I was up. I didn't even have no sleep. I almost missed my flight. I was like maybe 2 seconds fucking till they were going to close the doors. I was like, hey, don't close the doors. And they heard me down the hall, and they were going to close the doors on me and shit.
Man. All right, well, we got somebody else in the mother on board, you know what I'm saying? 813, you in the building. What's happening?
What's up, my nigga?
All right, we got Mr. This Jay, right?
Yeah, man.
All right, we got Jay back up in the building. Yeah, man, I thought I had the goddamn Deuce, but I'm putting Deuce in the motherfucking mix right now as we speak.
You got him on the mixtape?
Yeah, we're going to... No, I'm talking about in rotation for this, for my damn radio show. But
yeah.
I'm going to make a little special mixtape to take down to Las Vegas. And I'm going to... he will be on that, though. That's gonna be for my Las Vegas mix and shit. What the hell is going on with this shit today, man? Goddamn Starship is fucking up.
When you gonna play that?
Just a second when I get it uploaded.
Okay.
Damn, what the hell is going on?
You gonna be in Cocoa Tuesday?
This Tuesday, yeah, I'll be back in town actually Tuesday morning. So, yeah.
What time you flying out?
Monday, shit, like 10:30 at night. Because if not, I have to leave 9 that morning. You know, I ain't no motherfucking morning person, so. You know, Tasha going to be there the whole week. You know what I'm saying? She's staying the whole week, so.
Oh, she going to be here the whole week?
Yeah. She says she's staying there the whole week before she fly out to Canada.
So I should be doing big things, my motherfuckers.
Yeah, she doing it, man.
What's the chance for me meeting Deuce at up there?
Oh, shh.
At where?
Am I going to get down?
What's the chance you meeting Deuce where?
Oh, shit. How the fuck am I going to... Oh, is there a little walkway? Oh, hell.
Jay, you talking about meeting Deuce at what, Coco?
Yeah, when is
the chance
me and Deuce
at
Coco's?
Shit.
Oh, yeah, he was there last Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? You can go on TampaRap.com, too, and see, all the live performances from that night, too.
Okay, you got a MySpace page?
How the fuck do I get across the street? Shit.
That I don't know of yet. I mean, he ain't my artist. He's just a... All right. I got you. I mean, he's just an artist, you know what I'm saying, that I just met networking with, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't have no MySpaces and all that full detail on them yet.
Okay.
Let me see something, though. Hold on. What the hell is going on? I don't know what the fuck. All right, well, look, I got to, because I'm washing clothes and shit, so hold on the line. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come right back to you. Wait a minute, let me... God damn, everybody calling in this motherfucker. I hope y'all got damn artists calling in, got some music ready, because I'm in Las Vegas in the morning, people. And I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Straight up. Let me beam somebody else on board. Let me see if this shit going to work. And see, 813. Is you in the building?
see. 813, you in the building? 317?
Yeah, I want to listen to that nigga named Deuce.
Oh, okay. All right, you there. All right, well, you got to hold on 1 second. I got him coming up in just a minute. Who this is calling?
Oh, this T.
All right, well, shouts out to motherfucking T for calling in. And what it's all about, people, you know what I'm saying? Deuce is motherfucking hot. Y'all ain't heard of him, but you're going to hear him, you know what I'm saying, right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. And that's what we do, you know what I'm saying? We smash any artist records and got time for breaking shit, you know what I'm saying? Smashing that shit. So I'm going to get into one cut right before we get into this motherfucking Deuce. This is Jolly Bo featuring motherfucking Jay Creek, you know what I'm saying? It's for all my ladies out there, you know what I'm saying? It's got that good pussy, you know what I'm saying? If you don't, then this song ain't for you, goddammit. Shoot your motherfucking self or put a Band-Aid on your pussy and clean it up. You know what I'm saying? What's up? What, you want to give a shout-out?
Yo, let me. I want to give a shout out to that 305.
Hell no, this ain't motherfucking 904.1. We don't get no damn shout outs here. What the hell kind of shit is that? Nah, I'm fucking with you. Go ahead, run.
I'm giving a shout out to that
305 MIA. Okay, shout out to MIA. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Miami, who down there? You a Zope? Huh? Oh, look at this shit. You gonna come on here and rap with MIA and then gonna dump off. Well, that's all good. He represented for Deuce, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But they represented for Deuce, though, so I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. That means my nigga on the grind, and you know what I'm saying? He getting people to call in, and he also got motherfuckers just calling in for shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because they like the music. So that's what time it is, man. This is what good music is about. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. You know, matter of fact, I want to get into some. We're going to play some real shit along the lines of my nigga Deuce. We can't even play no booty shaking shit. None of that. We're going to play some hot shit like my dog say. So this is Lou Paradise. Y'all check this shit out, man. We're going to come right back with motherfucking Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio. Starship Smell It Prize, huh? Yeah, straight out of 813. And at the top of the hour, I do the nutty news of the day. So y'all make sure y'all look out for that. This will be the last nutty news of the day coming from Tampa, Florida. And then I'll be up in motherfucking Las Vegas, people. That's real. Coming right back.
Go ahead and take the picture if you're in the game. a nigga thing like my bloodline. Hit like get money, ho. If I don't do nothing else, rep that trait, folks. If I don't do nothing else, spit hot shit. If I don't do nothing else, you can't stop shit. You need to do something else. I get money, ho. If I don't do nothing else, rep that trait, folks. If I don't do nothing else, spit hot shit. If I don't do nothing else, you can't stop shit. You need to do something else. Hey, sour apple Corvette, paint job still wet. Flames on the hood look strange, cause it's offset. T-top, let the wind chop through my nappy roots. I'm on Cleveland Avenue, acting a damn fool. Doors in the air like that bitch half Lambo. My girl broke up with me, she say that I'm a manhole. Bet she switch up when she see me on that sand, yo. With something pretty, you ain't want it, what you mad for? I'm climbing to the top if I don't do nothing else. Shout out to my pops if I don't do nothing else. Always keep it trill if I don't do nothing else. Expressing how a nigga feel if I don't do nothing else. Gotta get it how to live if I don't do nothing else. Staying focused for my kids if I don't do nothing else. Keep it God first if I don't do nothing else. Staying away from the church, you need to do something else. I get money, ho. If I don't do nothing else, rep that trait, folks. If I don't do nothing else, spit hot shit. If I don't do nothing else, you can't stop shit. You need to do something else. I get money, ho. If I don't do nothing else, rep that trait, folks. If I don't do nothing else, spit hot shit. If I don't do nothing else, you can't.
Give it right back to him. I'ma give it right back to him. Blow your smoke in the air. Yeah. Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can cock all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this yeah, I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you know I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started, I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest, shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got three stories, all I need is three shorties. It's cool with the orgies, hell nah, I can't afford the trick up in here. Nah, what's really up in here? What's good? This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air. Come on. Yeah. What's really up in here? What's I'm drinking good? Like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I...
shit, nigga. Don't mean nothing either. Cause I'll spin your last nigga at your pedo. And leave you walking funny. Call your bag, nigga. And either you a killer, nigga, or you ain't a killer. But most of y'all gon' die trying to impress a nigga. Cause God only made so many real nigga. And a real nigga, I shoot your ass in your face.
Thank you. resume, I did a lot of things. Fucked a lot of dames and I pulled a lot of strings. You faggot ass niggas call yourself Tangerlane. Yeah, yeah, and I'm about that life. I'm headed down south, I hit the turnpike. Yeah, we got pounds for the 12, cash for the bell. You talk.
This is how we roll.
No, no.
This is how we roll.
No, no.
This is how we roll.
You already know what the fuck time it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I have received it. You know what I'm saying? We got motherfucking Deuce finally up on this goddamn switchboard. You know what I'm saying? It made me feel like this here, people.
Oh, my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right, yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
Yeah, matter of fact, fuck that. I'm so happy. Let me make a motherfucking call to Moe's, goddamn.
Karen, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello, is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
That's real. Let me beam my dog back on board real quick, you know what I mean? Get 1-3 back up in here. All right, 813, Mr. J, you know what I'm saying? Got something loaded up on this motherfucker, man, finally, you know what I'm saying? Took about 40 years, but shit, we finna blast off. We finna blast off. And shouts out to all the callers out there, you know what I'm saying, calling in for this deuce. You know what I'm saying? This is motherfucking heat coming from the Bay, FLA, this is where I stay. And we're going to be pumping this shit all around the world and taking this motherfucker to Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, in the morning. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Real niggas do real things. Shouts out to Miss PC, a.k.a. Miss Computer Lady. And, yeah, that's what time it is. And I appreciate you, Jay, you know what I'm saying, for calling in, holding on the line, you know what I'm saying, to hear this motherfucking exclusive. You know what I'm saying? Because that is definitely what this is. So go ahead and let y'all motherfuckers know, you know what I'm saying? Real quick.
Prepare to be astonished.
Fucking right. All right, people, and this is motherfucking Deuce, you know what I'm saying, straight out the 8-1 tray, you know what I'm saying, throwing that shit up, you know what I'm saying, and this is what we do, man, real artists, we smash records, you know what I'm saying, and it's all indie hits, you know what I'm saying, indie is an independent artist, so if you're indie, fuck with your boy, you know what I'm saying, if not, don't fuck with me. Here we go, this is Deuce, I'm from the city, nigga, huh?
In the fucking pen, two times for my cousin, they got life big. I bring it raw, nigga. This I represent. I do it for my dogs. This I represent. See, I'm an ex-con, Dickie Wayne drug dealer. No, I don't sell dope, but I will kill you. No, I won't kill you, but you gotta feel me. The way I bring it, these soft niggas be catching feelings. You fell off because your rhymes is made it PG. You couldn't handle the line like in the city street. You bought them hoes, so the bottom where you should be.
Just a rap nigga, the bottom where you should be.
I'ma make this little pussy nigga kill me. Y'all fuck with you, all rock with you. Get the picture, nigga, wouldn't even smoke a blunt with you. Fuck a punchline, I'd rather tote the glot and grind. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get off. I'm about to get off. I'm finna get off, nigga. I'm about to get off. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to
get on.
This for them pill poppers, dust and weed smokers. Tell me why this college boy think this game a joke. Oh, you in love with Becky? Oh, you a trip for Becky? I send my homegirl, let you make him get naked. Oh, my mama, I hope you buck, nigga. I wanna wet you. And take that little cheese straight to the strip club. And for that cheap chain, I'll probably get my dicks up. And show them hoes how the real niggas show love. Where I'm from? Lame nigga from the damn street. Ain't got problems like the big homie Tom G. Ain't got a revolver, buddy, you pussy niggas fuck with me. Yeah, I got a revolver, buddy, you pussy niggas fuck with me. When I was locked up, see, this was all a damn dream. Doing shows, counting dope was all a damn dream. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PNC. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PNC. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Here I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. See my homegirl Tasha, she just called a beat. No need to worry, I'ma look out for them damn kids. I do it for my dogs, this I represent. See why y'all niggas out there doing all this juke rapping? I know hoes that'll clap, 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 clap. Put something hot through that sweaty ass skull cap. I know I talk shit, but I got love for y'all. Long as you keep it gangsta, Charlie, you my fucking dog. I give a fuck about you shaking ass in the club. See, I respect the hustle. A hustle is a hustle. So when you see me in the street, mommy, say what's up. I ain't like these lame niggas, they just wanna fuck. I know you doing what you do, shorty, to make a buck. Rent Duke, you gotta get it, get it. I know you cost a lot of lame niggas, I get slippin'. Fuck with your boy, you know now, Deuce with it. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get
on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. Yeah.
All right, damn, boy, I done pushed about 3-4 motherfucking shits. Hold on, people, because that shit, that's motherfucking deuce, nigga. Because I'm from the motherfucking city, nigga. Yeah, I'm from the city too, nigga. Motherfucking T-A-M-P-A, you know what I'm saying? Hell nah. Nah, this is a little melee. I'm coming
wow.
through all this shit.
Wow! All I can say is wow!
That real, man, that's that shit. Motherfucking deuce! Bring the motherfucker back on. Goddamn Jay up in this motherfucker. Hold on, Jay, beam me back up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's deuce, people. Anytime y'all motherfucker want to hear that song, man, y'all call this motherfucker up. 347-751-25, and I'll play that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's real, man. Shouts out to motherfucking deuce. Hold him down for 813, man. You know, we got that fire shit up here, man. We ain't got all that, you know, that loop. Luke shit, you know what I'm saying? Drop to the floor and touch ankles and all that old booty shaking shit. We got it. But then, you know, we got niggas out on the motherfucking street, you know what I'm saying? Repping for niggas on the stroll, you know, like myself and others, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shouts out to motherfucking Deuce for handling that. Yeah. Deuce! You tell that nigga I motherfucking spun that bitch right here live, goddamn. This is a Wrecking the Game exclusive. When you see that motherfucker live Tuesday night, you know what I'm saying? We hold it down. Hold on, people. Got another caller coming up in this motherfucker hailing me out of the 419, Planet 419. Beaming you on board, you know what I'm saying? Bring on board. 1 second. Yeah, people, y'all want to holler at your boy and check out new hot tracks, you know what I'm saying? You can send me any info to smellybtr@live.com, and I'll definitely get it on the show, you know what I'm saying? And only if it's ended. Don't be sending me no motherfucking exclusive Jeezy. Talking about this is an exclusive Jeezy track, or this is an exclusive Gucci Man, or this is an exclusive T.I., or one of them old punk motherfuckers. Now I don't play that shit here. I don't play none of that. What you just heard, Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Bobby Treacherous. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone. John New. Red Shade. Tom G. You know what I'm saying? That's real nigga music. That's what I play. 419, you in the motherfucking building. Welcome to the Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening?
Hey there, Smelly. How you
doing? Oh, shit. It's Miss Pete C-Bone up in this mofo. What's up, lady?
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it's going down. $380.40 later, goddammit. I'm going to motherfucking Las Vegas. You fucking right. Shit.
Oh, good.
Dude, I talked to IB this morning and let him know that, you know, Goofy already there. Goofy called, but he out on the stroll already, so say he's going to call back in.
I figured.
And then, yeah, he already out. And then I talked to IB. Mm-hmm. I be gonna talking about his wife mad, cause she had plans, you know, his birthday Saturday and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, she had plans. I said, man, you tell your wife fuck that.
Well,
I'm spending $400 to come spend some motherfucking time with a nigga I don't even motherfucking know, and she sleep with your ass every night. I think she can eat this one.
Oh,
if shit, nah, I don't want to hear nothing when I get to that motherfucker. But what's happening, and welcome to goddamn Las Vegas. Shit.
Now, cut her some slack a little bit, y'all. Come on.
Slack my ass. Ain't nobody cutting me no goddamn 50% off of this $400 ticket.
No,
it took me two motherfucking months to stack up the change just for this, you know, one weekend.
Right.
And it's all really for his birthday. It ain't, you know, the host reunion, it was just a super coincidence that really just helped out everything.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, though? At least it's happening after all the mess that came with just a lot of the unnecessary mess that is here. And I was telling Goofy, you know, wish I could be there. It didn't work out that way. But I already put it a bit. I said, it's probably going to be one next year. I said, if it is, it's going to be Toledo, Ohio. Unless somebody else would have been here.
Oh, okay. Hey, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But we definitely, we're going to keep this date, though. You know what I'm saying? The date is the most significant thing about it. Just keep
that,
a constant
date.
Everything. You know what I'm saying? Keep a constant date, and the next year is going to be our second annual.
Yeah.
Motherfucking. Fuck it. We're going to have to rename that bitch because BTR gave us their ass to kiss so hard. Hell, fuck no. Nah, we ain't calling shit BTR no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You bitch won't get no name recognition for it. It'll be the Trilateral Radio fucking host reunion. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and
that'll
be something we'll sponsor.
I mean, nothing bad to them. It's just amazing to me that here it is, something so positive, and they had a problem with it.
Yeah, you want, man, middle finger to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Because,
And toward the end,
or toward around that time, all of a sudden they had this sponsorship contest that hardly any host knew about.
Oh, sponsorship contest? When that?
Back at, ask Goofy when you get there. He'll tell you all about it.
Hell no.
Oh, yeah.
That's that bullshit. Which I believe.
I said, much as I'm on there, and I said, I didn't catch that one. I said, that's wrong. But anyway, I'm not going to be long because I'm in the middle of, well, not only getting lunch, but I was awarded a small contract, which I'm thankful for, believe me.
What? Oh, shit. That's what I'm motherfucking talking about. Shit, let me borrow $5. Can I borrow $5? Hold on one second, Miss PC Ball. Let me bring your husband on board real quick.
Okay.
Hold on. It's going in. It's going down right here live. Goddamn Starship Smelly Prize. 408. Or should I say Las Vegas? Goddamn it. Shit. Oh, what the hell? My transporter beam cut his hand off? Fuck, my bad.
Now,
I only got it. Yeah, I only got the hand and shit.
Hey, I love that man. Don't injure him. He went through too much to get there now.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oh, my God. You guys won't even know.
Hold on, bro. I don't got you. I got to beam the rest of you in. There you go. Sorry about that, bro. Sorry about that.
I
space displacement.
Las Vegas, Nevada is the shit.
Hey, baby.
Hey, honey, can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Can you go on Starbucks.com and find me where I can find a Wi-Fi spot?
I'm on.
Oh,
in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Man, you got to be online and even to get the shit. It's a program called Wi-Fi Radar.
Uh-huh.
It's a free program. It's called Wi-Fi Radar, and it finds all the hot spots.
Yeah,
it's a,
but
a hot.
I gotta be online, so I ain't online.
Yeah. That's
what
I'm saying. So
I need some
which
help.
Direction you want me to go? You want me to go Starbucks or you want me to go the other one you're talking about?
No, go Starbucks. Go to Starbucks and type in Las Vegas Boulevard and tell me where's the hot spot at or the Wi-Fi spot.
Okay, hold on a sec.
All right, shouts out to Madison Media. You know what I'm saying, popping up in here. And I got a new song for you, Goof. Well, I gotta send you this deuce.
Oh man,
why? I'm from the city, nigga. Woo, Miss PC, did you get to hear that? That deuce? Did you hear
yeah,
my dog?
I heard it.
You were feeling that?
I was feeling it.
That's that heat there. Well, dog bringing that heat now. Okay, hold on. I'm looking up the same shit
it's
for you, too.
Yeah, it's bringing up at least 4 or 5, which means, shoot, there's got to be a quicker way to do this. But anyway, let me start popping and see which ones that got the Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi locations.
Yeah, hey, hold on real quick.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Starbucks, store locator, iTunes, Wi-Fi store. Now, see, this is something I want to look into. They got a, it's called Boingo, Boingo, Boingo.com. And they offer Wi-Fi for $9.95 a month.
Oh,
but really? I mean, but I'm saying, how if Wi-Fi is supposed to be free, how can you?
Then why is it $9.95 a month? That's a good question.
Yeah.
It's one of those little extra special incentive plans.
Oh, is that
if
what
you know
is?
What I mean?
Mm. All right, let's see. That's T-Mobile.
Wow, I never seen a blonde Chinese guy.
You'd be surprised what you find out in certain areas.
Oh, shit.
Only in Vegas, people. Yeah. Let's see. Hold on, let's see.
Hold on.
Whoa.
I'm leaving in the morning. Yeah, I'll be taking off, people. I'm officially confirmed and everything. I'll be flying out in the morning at 6:30 in the morning, and I touch down in actually 6:30. I'll be in Atlanta at I believe 7:30, and then I got a layover in Atlanta for like an hour, and then I'll be flying out, and then I'll land in Las Vegas at 11:26.
Now see, that's not bad. I remember when I was trying to come, I was checking on flights. There was one layover in Denver, which was fine, but you had to stay almost 3.5-4 hours.
3 hours, yeah, that's the trip home. It's like, shit, 3 hour layover in Philly. It's a 3 hour layover in Philly. It's I think a 4 hour layover in Texas.
Yeah.
Three or four, something like that.
If I was able to, I was going to try to do a show from the airport just to pass the time. But anyway,
you know what I'm saying? Which I probably will be.
Hey.
You know.
Now, one I found, What area are you exactly at, babe? Because
I'm right here on Las Vegas Boulevard between, let's see. Shit, I'm right across the street from the Monte Carlo.
Oh, wait a minute. Madison
Media. Is it
south Media,
of Las Vegas Boulevard?
Yeah, I'm on Las Vegas Boulevard.
North or south?
Jesus.
Well, hey, most of the casinos, listen, most of the casinos have Wi-Fi.
That's true.
A short list of known Starbucks and Wi-Fi hotspots. Hold on, here we go. So,
well, I can see the reason why I want Starbucks is because my internet, because I pay so much on it that I could use it anywhere, like at Starbucks or anywhere that has the AT&T Wi-Fi shit.
Okay.
All right, well, listen, this is all the locations.
Right.
The Golden Nugget, the Stratosphere, the Palace Station, Texas Station, the Treasure Island, Harris's, Boulder Station, Hard Rock, Planet Hollywood, Monte Carlo, the MGM Grand, New York, Excalibur, Rio, Luxor, and the Fashion Show Mall.
Wait a minute. No, that's at Starbucks?
Yeah, these are all Starbucks locations.
Yeah, well,
no, but I mean, which one has the Wi-Fi? Because I already went to like...
All of them.
No, because I went to like 10 Starbucks already in the casinos.
Okay,
no,
well, here, try this one.
What?
That's why you got to go to Starbucks.com.
Right, I'm on that now.
And they have a thing where you can say Wi-Fi or whatever.
Right, now one's available 300 South 4th Street.
Oh, my bad. I'm about to report something. Madison Media talking about some goofy pickup Sweet D and shit.
He was just playing. Because there's one near South Las Vegas Boulevard, and the address is 300 South 4th Street.
Damn.
300 South 4th Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Madison Media, brother.
You need the number?
I'll let you know.
Get
one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Okay.
I had to send that to Madison Media, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Getting us all hype.
The one at the Golden Nugget you were talking about earlier, that one doesn't have a Wi-Fi, according to the info I'm reading from here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why are they saying that? Dude, it's at the top of the fucking list.
Sometimes the info on the internet isn't correct. That's why sometimes, in order not to waste a trip, you need to, like, call beforehand.
Oh, that's why you got to go to Starbucks.com to say, where's the Wi-Fi at? Because they'll tell you where the Wi-Fi is at.
Right. And so far, the only one is the one I mentioned earlier on 300 South Street. I'm still looking at the others.
I ain't never known that one, though. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 855, I think it's a distance from you, South Grand Central Parkway.
Grand Central Parkway? Where the
I know,
Parkway
but I think that's too far, so.
Hold on. Miss Computer Lady, look up New York, and then whatever address that is, that's where I'll be. You could, what you would call it, start me off from that point.
New York.
New York, New York.
Let's go back.
Yeah, people, we live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm your host. Oh, I'm not the host.
You about to try to take over the smell track?
No, never that.
It's got two hot spots in New York. Well, that's what it's saying.
I think the closest one to you is going to be the one on South 4th Street, to be perfectly honest.
I don't even know where the fuck South 4th Street is.
But anyway, let's see. Let me do this. Let's see, Rand McNally.
These are hotels. New York is a hotel?
Yeah. Oh, my God, there's a mass murderer walking around there. Jesus, I didn't know they let Jason on the streets loose in Las Vegas, Nevada with his machete. Damn, ain't that a sight.
Let's see. 3300 Tropicana?
Yeah, that'd be New York right there.
No, I'm talking about the address of the hotel in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay.
New York, that's a 3790 Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah, well, that one, Las Vegas Boulevard.
That bitch ain't saying shit out. That's just giving you,
300 Southwest.
What's gonna call it? I don't know. What the fuck?
300 South.
Oh, mother.
Let's see.
Shut down my damn switch. Ain't that a bitch? Let's finish uploading now. Come on. Come the fuck on now. You played my one track. God damn. I don't know anything about that. Madison say map quested.
Well, I'm on Rand McNally right now.
Look, check this
out. What would map quest do?
All you do is go to Google, type in New York Casino, Las Vegas Boulevard. It'll give you the address. You click, you copy that address, and then you go back to Starbucks.com, and then wherever the Wi-Fi is, you click on starting from this address to where the hell is the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Well, the closest one I found to you so far is that one on South 4th Street. It's about
how far is it from there?
From the hotel, it's about 10 miles away.
10 miles away.
I know. I'm still looking, babe. Hold on.
Okay.
Shit, you better call IB, goddamn, tell him to bring that old van around that motherfucker. Shit.
Fuck.
Fuck that. Did IB pick you up from the airport?
Nah. Took the cab.
Oh, shit.
I've been walking ever since. Ever since 7:55 this morning, Goofy Bones been hitting straight.
Shit. Now, damn that. Our bitch coming to pick me up in the airport. Shit. I'm goddamn. Spending 400. Shit. Mm-hmm. It's all good. All right, let me, this fucking track ain't going to open up. All right, fuck it, man. Go ahead and get into something else while y'all sitting here searching and lurching. You know what I'm saying? Let me do this real quick. Coach K, 24-hour mom presents Montina Fortune Young. Who the hell is that?
I don't know.
Who Montina is. All right, well, let me get into All right, Ms. I almost said Ms. Goofy Bone. Ms. PC.
Right.
And Goofy, yeah, either way. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hold on, because we're going to come back. Make sure you find the wife spy for him real quick.
We live,
y'all, because this is, I'm headed to Las Vegas Thursday. Nigga got his motherfucking ticket. I'm booked. I went through goddamn, hold on, let me tell you how I went through. Oh, what the fuck happened to my damn thing I went through? All right, close the bitch down. All right. I think I'm booked through Expedia. I want to say, no, Travelzoo. Shouts out to Travelzoo.com, who had the lowest rate. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else was like 400.
After taxes, the shit came up to like 400 and some change. So it was the only one that stayed at a constant 380. Everybody, the ticket was $338. But with everybody's taxes and fees and shit, that shit went over $400. Except for with them, that shit stayed at 380. So that's why I booked through them. You know what I'm saying? It was the cheapest flight and shit. But that's what's up.
Southwest Airlines, they go from Tampa.
They do, but
it
ain't cheap. They ain't cheap.
Oh.
They want to, yeah,
me,
that's ain't about the airlines.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they ain't that. It was Delta was on. Yeah, Delta all the way across the board on Orbitz, Expedia, everybody was the cheapest ticket. You know what I'm saying? Had the cheapest airfare. Well, for the time I want to fly out too. I mean, now I can get it cheaper. I can get it cheaper if I you know, if I leave like 5:30 in the fucking morning and shit, 4:30, 5:30, hell no. Nah. That I ain't finna do so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What happened?
No, what happened was I put in the address of the hotel and casino,
mm-hmm.
and it brought up more results. It brought up 32 of them. Now, there is one 4985 West Tropicana Avenue. So, actually, that should not be too far at all.
So
what I'm going to do...
So, wait a minute. It's on Tropicana Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. I feel like a blind man in an orgy. I don't even know where the fuck we at.
Right. And it has a wireless hotspot and a drive-thru. So, let's see. Drive to store.
See, that's what I need, the wireless hotspots.
Right. Drive to store.
All right, y'all, hold on, people. I got another... Got somebody else hailing me from the 813. Want to come on board? So y'all hold on 1 second.
Drive.
Bring them on board. 813, you was coming on board. Starship Melly Prize. 2 minutes to the top of the hour, y'all. We got another motherfucking news. You know what I'm saying? News from around the world. And I mean the world. 813, is you in the building?
Hey, I'm 813, nigga. I'm in here just telling you how you doing.
Oh, hell to the motherfucking night. Nah, we don't need no Jaybirds up in this motherfucking here. My goddamn free men. Need some free men up in this motherfucking shit.
You need to know, hey, my Jaybirds is the ultimate. Not just kidding, nigga. I'll holler at you on your station, nigga.
Oh, man.
I be calling wild like y'all talk, nigga. Listen. Y'all my niggas over there. I mean, y'all just keep this shit going like y'all supposed to keep going. For everybody to know y'all from east to west to north to south. That's what's going on.
Nigga, I'm headed to Las Vegas in the morning, so.
You headed to Las Vegas in the morning? Nigga, I need a new CD now. I'm fucking with
you. Nigga, they going to know us. They going to know 81 Trey live.
Yeah, well, you roll to Las Vegas in the morning. Do what you got to do. Hey, I need you to do
something. No, I'm flying. I ain't rolling the shit. I'm flying, nigga.
Take some pictures.
Nigga, I got video, nigga. Fuck a picture.
Nigga, what? Pictures, video, whatever.
Damn,
the fuck
video,
you got to do, just
you know
take one. I'm over here getting drunk on my front porch. You should come through before you roll to Las Vegas in the morning.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to be on the block today. You know what I'm saying?
No. Fuck the block. Come to 14th and Lime Bar. Yeah, you come to 14th and Lime Bar. I can say my shit on the news. On the air, cause hey, come to 14th and Lime Bar and come
nigga,
to the air.
Nigga, no motherfucking Jay Bird, nigga. Shit.
You know who the
until they come to until they come to goddamn Lime Bar, then there's no motherfucking Jay Bird.
Yeah,
you know
I
what
see
I'm saying?
You, I see you. Okay.
Yeah. So what's going on that side?
Nigga, what's on this side? I'm just, like I said, I'm just chilling on my porch. I'm gonna go get some more damn beer right now to go get crunk on my porch. I have music playing. The CD you gave me, nigga, you blessed me with. The CD that's off the chain. I just, you know.
Well, let me show you how I do my motherfucking beer. You know, y'all old prehistoric ass niggas.
Yeah, what's up?
Today there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
That real.
Hey, Goofy, you still on?
Hey. Nah, he done hung up his PC. I don't know what happened to him. You know,
okay.
Boost Mobile.
When he I'm back, I'll
talk to you later. Smells so good, nigga.
Hey, that's real, Jay, bro. I'll be on the block a little later on, homie. You hanging
okay,
out, you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, I'm going to roll through there with the Jag. You'll understand later.
Yeah, yeah. That's what time it is. Being my dog off Starship. That's my nigga Jay Bird right there. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it.
I found it.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, matter of fact, hold on. Let me hit him up on the.
Okay.
Hit him up.
Because I found church. One that's 1.4 miles from the hotel.
Hey, she found one 1.4 miles from the hotel. Damn. Yeah, where is it at?
49.85.
It's
49.85. West Tropicana.
West Tropicana. Is that street or avenue?
Avenue.
Okay. So 40. Say it one more time.
49.
Okay. 49.85
West Tropicana
Avenue.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. West Tropicana Avenue.
1.4 miles away.
All right. Knocked in. Then there it go. Oop, there it is. Hoop, there it is.
Yep. Uh-huh. When he sees it, it should be near Tropicana Avenue and Frank Sinatra Drive. Round the corner.
Frank Sinatra Drive. What kind of gay ass name is that? Oh, my fault. Sorry about that, white
folks.
Sorry about that, white folks. You know, I know y'all love that cracker, but you know, hey, yeah.
It's also near Dean Martin Drive, too.
Dean Martin. Dean needs Martins. Yes, I'm a hater. Don't want to be a copycat because I'm a hater. man. Yeah, though. So, Miss PC, when I get down there, Las Vegas ain't going to be ready, boy.
Shoot, my babe there now. I don't know if they ready yet.
but he by himself. You know what I'm saying? It's only minimal damage you can do, you know what I'm saying, one nut ball, but two nut balls.
Yeah, that's
oh, man.
But you know what damage he can do. So
yeah, man. See, that's called positive that's called negative reinforcement. Uh
oh.
Boss alert, Madison Media got the roll.
Oh, okay. Take care,
that's man. What's up. Yeah, shouts out to Mad man. All right, well, we're going to get in it, because I'm washing clothes right now, Miss PC, you know what I'm saying, trying to burn up some CDs, some mixtapes to take down there with me. So
yeah, well, I'm going to let y'all go. I'll still be listening in, but I wish you all the best.
Hey.
Have a safe flight. Love you. And
you
take care, and I'll be tuning in. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to be live.
We're
going to be live. Wherever we got to get to find some motherfucking Wi-Fi, that's going to be our favorite spot for the weekend.
Well, you know what? Do me a favor. Email me where y'all trying to go, and I can try to email y'all directions and stuff. That way.
Well, with me, though, I'm telling you, it ain't with this radar thing I got, it automatically finds. It's a radar. That's what it do. It automatically finds hotspots.
Right.
You know, when you're in that area, though, you got to be in that surrounding area and find it automatically.
Right, and that's true. I guess you can call it old school. I would have had the directions to any and every attraction by the time I got there, but that's old school, so.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Old school's the best school, huh? Hey,
there you go.
Damn.
But
right here, you know, it's live, people. This is Miss PC Bone, a.k.a. Miss Computer Lady. And y'all can check her out. When your show is again?
I'm having one, as a matter of fact, this Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A special two-hour show, all independent artists, or if you know of any independent artists, get your computer questions answered.
Well, there you go, people. Because I know a lot of y'all dumbass motherfucking artists that don't even know what a CD-ROM is and shit need to be tuning the fuck in.
You have got to be kidding me.
No, I ain't kidding, ignorant ass motherfucker. Our youth is ignorant as hell, man. And I'm talking to all you 25 and below ignorant ass motherfuckers who ain't got a goddamn email account,
who don't know what the fuck the internet is, who thinks that a computer is the motherfucking internet.
Don't even get me started.
You feel? I get so sick of that shit. I really get sick of that
don't
shit.
Don't get me started.
I mean, and everybody, man, oh, hey, when they see my computer on, oh, you on the internet?
No.
Fuck, cut my damn computers on. What the hell, nigga? I'm making CDs. What the fuck? Oh, you download them off the internet? What? I'm burning the fucking CD, dumbass. No
okay,
concept, no, though. No concept.
Call 646-727-15.
Hey.
Well, the number will be on the show page, though.
Hey, Ms. PC, I'm telling you got a handful coming your way.
Oh, my God. So, in other words, I'm going to have a part 2, 3, and 4 to schedule.
Man, you got to have a series for these old crazy motherfuckers, man.
Well, if I have to, I'll have a series. Well, I got... How many series do I have so far? Dang.
MySpace. That's what they think the internet is. Fucking MySpace. I ain't got nothing to do no goddamn MySpace. No fucking Twitter and shit.
I mean, a lot of them use it as their website. True, but there's also something called, and I probably need to speak with this during that show too this Saturday, something called diversification. You have to have at least a main website. Now, if you're just starting off and you're starting on a MySpace as a main website, okay, good, fine. But
that ain't secure, though.
No, it's not secure, and you're going to have to get to the point where it says www.whoever you are or whatever group you are, .com or .net or .biz or .something.
Yeah, that's mine. I got mine. Matter of fact, you can check out too if you check out yourhost.com, and they host unlimited bandwidth for $37 for 2 years.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah, unlimited. So my homeboy already signed up. He put me on it. So I'm like, yeah, well, that's why it's high time for me to go ahead and set my page up. You know what I'm saying? And
I think so I can, one of the partners is like foreignangels.org or something.
I ain't checked that one, but yeah.
Okay.
But you know, I want to do something like to figure out a way where I can link all of this shit up, and it's off of one website though.
Right.
So I ain't got to tell a bitch to come to Blog Talk Radio. I ain't got to tell a bitch to come to live video. Tell everybody to bring your ass to Wrecking the Game and at WDGE.com, and everything is right there. Boom. You
right.
Participating in the show and everything else. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, when my babe calls back, let him know about that address, and that is not too far from the hotel, thank goodness. Hey, IB.
Okay, shout out to IB the Wise One. And it's going down. IB, just to let you know, Goofy Bone is in town. He walking around already, you know, doing his soldier thing. So you can either hit him up on the, I don't think he got his church, so you probably have to hit him up on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, if you ain't got his number, you couldn't find it, I'll drop it in the chat room or drop it on the bridge, my man.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. Well, let me go ahead and get going again. Have a safe flight. My prayers are with you all.
No, that. Appreciate that, Ms. PC. It's going down, peoples. We about to get into this copycat. You know what I'm saying? This is Experience J and Black Rose. You know what I'm saying? It's called Copycat. Don't be a hater, all right? Right here live on Starship Smelly Prize, Wrecking the Game Radio, Miss Pete C. Boom!
If I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
702 IB, I see you. Hold on a second, home. Right after this song.
And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. Yeah. The majority, I got the expectations. Say someone the best, I gotta be equivalent. Similar mindsets, I am not considering. So if you like whack rap, that's your biz. I'm inclined to equality in most their sphere. I make good music, that's common sense. And exposure will not be my consequence. 50-year-old 9, and Cass is bugging out. I can't keep it nothing but real. It's obvious we don't have the same appeal. Mine's mass like guru, and yours is minuscule. Hoops minuscule, but I'm a fool. I don't approve of those with little skill and executive peers. That's how they gotta deal. And who I consider ill makes me weird. That's noble like Reggie, I'll be that then. But the one thing you can be certain is clearly no reason. And
That is my intended intention. My attempts are successful, not to mention being offensive and purposely dissing your favorite rapper. And I'm cool with it, got no issues. And just cause you have a certain preference that works for you, don't mean that I gotta jump the bandwagon too. I'm not a Mr. Me Too, no, that's you.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And
if you disagree, you a hater.
That song's hot.
It is to you.
Then you don't like
it. I just said that, dude.
My friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess
that makes you a hater.
I like who I like. Whether wrong or right, I like the music with a meaning, yeah, certain type. A conscious rapper who's lyrical, not delirious. A nigga claim to be the best and dummy, take me serious. I'm curious, just because you hit the top five, does that put you in the running for the best rapper alive? You see a nigga on the rise, and now you just a groupie, gotta stay right by his side. But I ain't having that, I'm not a copycat. Shocking niggas ain't my style, oh no, never that. What kind of shit is that? It's just a waste of time. You'll be bumping through your resort if you never rhyme. Dr. Seuss, nigga, you like a math figure. But what happens to the lyrics when the beat is with it? Black rappers who get it should be a crime. I listen to them people, but they hot in every line. But I don't care who's popular, I'm doing mine. Fuck thinking the hit and elevate your mind. Everybody wanna be a copycat ass nigga. Nobody wants to be original.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater. That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
it. I just said that too.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a smoker. If I'm not a copycat, I'm a smoker. Yeah, that's real, man. That's some good hot music right there. Shouts out to Experience J, you know what I'm saying, and Black Rose right there. And go to exploretalent.com, man. Look up the names, and you can vote for Copycat the song, you know what I'm saying. I know that I believe that the contest is still going on. So you can check them out. Be my homeboy on both right here, Mr. One. Of thy wise, cause I be, yeah. Let's get a goddamn transporter. Transporter beam on. Motherfucking shit. Oh. Damn, lemon juice. Boy, that's what happens when you run out of fucking lemon juice, people.
Hey, see, if you had went to a real shop and got you a real ship, instead of going to a used shop and getting you a used shit, your beamer would be beaming.
Hey, brother. You know, starships are us look good at the time. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go in. I had to do my shopping. What's good?
I can't find Goofy.
Okay. He just called in.
Huh?
I said he just called in.
I've been calling him for the past half hour.
Mm-mm.
I can't find him. He's running wild in Vegas somewhere.
No way. Yes, he is.
Yeah, but
we're
gonna look up.
See where his location at. Where exactly you located at?
I'm on Boulder Highway and Desert Inn.
Okay. Hey, I got IB on the line. He said he's been trying to call you. You sure you dialed the right number? All right, because he at the Desert Inn. I forgot what the hell you just said. The Desert Inn.
No, Boulder Highway and Desert Inn.
Boulder Highway?
Yeah.
Where you at?
Me?
Yeah, the Venetian.
Venetian.
Oh, he already done hit the strip.
Yeah, he probably already
hit the strip. That's why. Because he can't hear me in there with all them machines going.
Oh. Oh, he said, yeah, check your phone, because he said you probably couldn't hear him because of all the machines in the north. No, because he can hear this damn beat. You might be calling the wrong number.
I done cut my hair and broke out my new Jordans.
Check them out. Nigga, I got my old goddamn old fucking walking shoes, goddamn it, and I got my motherfucking hair up that was done a week and a half ago. Shit, I bring the ghetto to Las Vegas. That's how I roll.
I sell Jordan, so I can quit whatever I feel like it.
Oh, well, I ain't got to buy no shoes. I was going to buy some motherfucking shoes before I came and shit.
Nah, Goofy calling me now.
Oh, okay.
Goofy calling me now. I'm not hanging up. I'm just going to switch over for
a... Yeah, go ahead, because I'm finna play a song real quick now. While you talking to him. Yeah, that'll work. Let's play a little song, people, while we get some finding outs. You know what I'm saying? Where Mr. Goofy Bone, Mr. Goofy Bone. Is that? And this is my dog Kidrick. Shouts out to Kidrick, aka the Million Dollar Man, representing down there in St. Paul, Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? He doing real big things. Shouts out to Ralph White, up in New York, who sent me this track, you know what I'm saying, and put me on to this brother right here. So this is a hot single. This is called She's a Winner. And we're coming right back with I Be the Wise One and DJ Motherfucking Party Time, who I see just started hailing me. And it's going down right here on Starship Smelly Prize. I'm going to Las Vegas, bitches.
And they be snapping pictures, cause we shining just like glitter. I'm a star, you the sky, put it down when I hit ya. Baby, get your stroke right, I be on it all night. Beat that kitty up, here's the ad-lib.
Alright.
Yeah, the only girl that I feel. When it ain't about crushing, it's the fact you so real. And I am so trill. I know it's a lot of fish up in the sea, cause I got them pulling on my rail. And I could be your everything, baby, you forever dream. And I'm rolling with her, cause shorty is a winner, she's a winner.
She hold me down when it wasn't enough. I put it down every time that we crush. You're my number one lady.
Your Vicky secrets, you don't need those on, girl. Hope you got a spaceship so I can take you to my realm. I can make you moan, girl, when you say my name. I can take you higher, shorty, we don't need a plane. I be on it prime, so I put that on the mob, though.
M-O-B.
When it's money in a convo, but she never cares. She wanna see me everywhere, everywhere that I be. She hold me down, and I swear I'ma hold her down too. Please press the rosé. In the club, she popping bottles, cause she gets it like me. That's my wifey, yeah, that's my boo. I style change to religion, what it do is you.
She hold me down when it wasn't enough. I put it down every time that we done. You're my number one lady. I swear you want my baby. I never let it come.
slow ass shit. Damn, this motherfucking starship is slower than a bitch. She start all those slow.
I'm rich, bitch.
Slow ass shit. Let me beam goddamn. I'll be back on this motherfucking slow ass damn starship. The hell going on? All right, people. We finna get into this motherfucking. Okay.
We get ready to take it to the next level.
Yeah, basically.
I'm getting ready to go.
Nothing new is that.
I'm going to go meet up with the goofball.
All right.
He walking the strip. I kind of figured that's what he was doing.
Hey, that's the only way you got it down, going to do what you do. Well, you ain't trying to sell CDs, too. You know, that's what we bringing our mixtapes and shit to.
Yeah.
Get our hustle on. Now, the police ain't going to fuck with us talking about having a permit and shit?
No.
All right. I mean, I ain't talking about setting up no table and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No. And if that was the case, I'd have been done did that.
No.
You know, I'd have went and got the permit and set up the table and everything. We'd have just been out there.
Yeah, nah, this stupid motherfucker called the goddamn, boy, niggas get passed on. This nigga done called the goddamn police 911 on himself and don't even know his own fucking address.
Ooh.
That's not the news of the day, people. That's the goddamn headline. That's how we should start this motherfucker off, man. Shit. Oh, let me beam my dog on board real quick. DJ motherfucking party time. Representing 813, wrecking the game. Entertainment, peoples. Bring him on. My goddamn transporter beam, man. Hold on a second. God damn it. Shit. What a damn jury curl juice. That seems to be working better. That jerry curl juice on it, boy. That thing get the. Yeah.
Oh, damn, boy. Hey, what's up, Smelly? What's good, man?
Yeah, you sound like you on damn old Tony and shit.
My bad, dog. I don't know what to tell you, dog. Whoa.
We got the old special shit, y'all. We got the extra special shit. You know what I'm saying? In the motherfucking air, y'all. He got it in the air. That's real. DJ Party Time is in the building, people. You know what I'm saying? It's going down live. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Miss Computer Lady, say hey to DJ Party Time. You know what I'm saying? It's coming
from
the bridge.
What's up, Miss Computer Lady?
And we got our host with the... we got host with the most. Because, motherfucker, I got to introduce you. See how niggas always jump the gun and just shoot themselves in the foot? Come on, where my motherfucking gun at? Goddamn, where my gun? pulling the Avon, coming to my door unwanted and shit. You know what I mean? What kind of shit is that? Oh, my motherfucking door and shit. Hey, peoples, this is motherfucking, the host with the most, you know what I'm saying, holding it down for Las Vegas, California. Oh, damn. Come on, I'm smoking weed. Hey, who the fuck is that? Get your ass away from my motherfucking door. Goddamn, Avon. You lucky I couldn't pull my pistol quick enough. I would pop you in your goddamn Avon ass. You know what I'm saying?
Avon pop up like Jehovah's Witness.
Hey, but, this is DJ Party Time. DJ Party Time, this is the Las Vegas, Nevada zone. Host with the most. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking IB the wise one.
What's going on, PC?
What it do, pimpin'? What it's like?
I'm just chillin'. You ready to go pick up Goofy and
Goofy Bone is officially down. You know what I'm saying? He's officially down. Listen, when I touch down, nigga, I don't even want to see you. I want to see your son.
Hey, he's waiting for you, too.
Because he already know what the fuck we coming and what the fuck we coming down there for. Shit, nigga, I'm trying to look Chow Young Fat, you know what I'm saying? Chinese, I'm trying to look Mr. Miyagi, Chinese eyes, you know what I'm saying? Shit,
hey,
you gotta call
me
Daniel's son up in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
I already got that in the works, though, Uncle Wu-Saw.
Man, please. Hey, but I'm gonna tell you now. Y'all, it ain't no miss having no motherfucking Miss Tasha around.
Hell to the nah. She will blow the smoke and party. After I, which I don't, she will blow the smoke party, man. Party time. What happened when she was in the down here and we had her in the van at 4:30 in the motherfucking morning?
Party time. What are you smoking weed? That just, it just makes my nose hurt. So I'll just smoke this plain cigarette.
Yeah, how you going? Yeah, first of all, people, you burned up my motherfucking profit. I get pissed off, but I made an exception for her. So I gave her one of my motherfucking peach white owls, and she just fell in love with the motherfucker. If y'all listen back to the show, she just fell in love with a goddamn peach white owl and shit, and was just like, you know, like,
with
this
nothing
shit.
Yes.
With nothing in it. Nothing in it. Like, that's the shit. No, that's going to make you shit.
So
that's
soon
what
we
going to make you do.
She went to, you know, tweaking out. Oh, no. I don't
Man.
Like
She act like she was finna turn greener, and then my dog, what is that? Is that motherfucking Marvin the Martian? Well, yeah, she was finna turn greener than old Marvin, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and then what she started to do was kind of piss me off. I had to tell her, you know what I'm saying?
You have made me very angry, very angry indeed.
Now pass the goddamn weed, shit, kind of shit is that.
Hey, but come on now. You got to give her the benefit of the doubt. If she don't mess around, she don't mess around.
No, she used to.
I ain't blowing everybody else's shit.
Yeah, no, she used to. She said she used to smoke for 10 years, but she just, you know, like I don't never see myself doing, you know what I'm saying? Just got out of it. And now, you know, which I got friends like that used to smoke, but they can't stand the smell of it now. You know what I'm saying? They can't stand the smell of it. I just can't figure that out. But, hey, I ain't finna, you know, I'm not the type of nigga to force myself to be around you, because if you smoke cigarettes and I ask you not to smoke around me, that just should be a common respect.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It ain't like it's going to kill me. No, it's not. But, I mean, I don't smoke cigarettes personally. So, you know, certain settings, you know what I'm saying, especially inside a car closed up, I'm going to definitely ask you not to smoke or crack the window down and fuck the AC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that would be the vice versa, because when I'm riding, I ride with the windows up and I'm burning. I'm smoking that bitch up Bob Marley style. So if you can't take it, you got to let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was finna fire up again, but she was like, I can't take it. Okay, cool. We ain't, you know what I'm saying? We'll wait. I put your ass out and then we continue this show on. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But, yeah, I'm just saying. That perp, I know goddamn well she ain't going to be able to be around that. I mean, I just had some old good, you know, some old good pine. But that shit y'all got up there, the old cryptochronocrocolite shit. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
see, I don't push either.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, so y'all both in
you
the same.
It's been about 30 years for me.
Damn.
But I'm like, just, yeah, you do what you got to do, and if I don't like it, I just won't be around when it's happening.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not going to tell nobody to stop doing what they're doing just to, you know, just to appease me.
Yeah, well, hey.
Like I said, if it's something I don't do while you're doing it, I look the other way.
Well, everybody who don't, this is all I mean. That's all I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? If you do it, you don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cat Williams, go ahead and tell him something, dog.
All I'm saying, you got to enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't.
Wow.
That's real.
Congratulations.
Yo, well, look, this is IB, man. I got to bounce because driving with a cell phone is illegal.
Damn, well, that's ever well. That's ever well.
Yeah, but,
thank you.
But here they're crazy.
Well, I appreciate it.
And if you're looking for a reason to lock a brother up.
These motherfuckers,
you know,
just
but,
down here. So.
I don't know how much time you got left, but if you're still on by the time I get to the goofball, then I'll holler.
All right. Well, 30 minutes, brother. I'm off at 2:30, so I got 29 more minutes. If you reach them, I'll let your boy, man. Be here. You know what I'm saying? Doing what
up.
All right, people, we're going to get into this news. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to IB Wise, one in Las Vegas, where we headed to tomorrow to hold it down for the official weekend. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got DJ Party Time up in the building, Miss Computer Lady. And shouts out to everybody that came through today, Miss Madison Madison Media Radio. Uncle F came through, you know what I'm saying? Swam through to check it out. And, of course, Goofy Bone over there in Las Vegas. So, go ahead and crank this thing off, y'all. Give y'all a couple of headlines. You know what I'm saying? Bust a gut real quick. And today's background music is provided to you by Taboo Porn. Yeah, you look for some good porn music, check out Taboo. And we're going to Gainesville, people. Well, I even hate to start it off like this to represent Florida, but... yeah, we got stupid motherfuckers that go to prison for stealing candy bars and getting 3 strikes out. So this doesn't, you know, surprise me. When a man calls 911 and doesn't know his address. Yeah. When you dial 911, there's certain things you have to do to make sure you get the help you need. First, you need to know your home address. And second, you don't wait 45 minutes to dial 911. But Mr. Dumbass, Von Powell, 22 years old, who lives near Gainesville, had a hard time doing both of those things after he said he was the victim of a home robbery. And this ignorant, stupid motherfucker said the man also told police that one of the things stolen was his quote-unquote personal stash of marijuana. Man, nigga, come on. Please, people. Yeah, subsequently, the stupid dumbass got arrested. You stupid fuck. Golly, what? Alright. Anyways, people, that's enough of that. We're going to California, where a toll road admits penalties were excessive. Yeah. Motorists hit with massive fines for minor toll infractions wanted settlement, yeah, which they should do down here. The toll road operating entities agreed to pay $1.4 million in restitution and waive $41 million in unpaid toll penalties. Over a dozen motorists sued in 2007, claiming that fines up to $123,000 for skipping tolls were outrageous. Damn. Yeah. Stephanie and Brian Young racked up $580 in unpaid tolls in 2003 after the credit card linked to their toll transponder account expired. For this mistake, OCTA demanded that they pay $53,550 in fines. Yeah, so Marie and Pablo Gonzalez allegedly failed to pay $60.14 in tolls and were billed $78,780. Yeah. Well, that's like going to motherfucking court down here, and, bitch, you can go to court for $5,000 worth of reefer, and they find your ass motherfucking not guilty, and, bitch, you still got to pay motherfucking $250 in court costs. So, you got to watch yourself, people. And, yeah, there she goes. Shouts out to Just Last Night. Oh, sexy self, girl. All right, that's real. Appreciate you coming through. And you in tune to the Nutty News of the Day. This is news from all the way around the world. And I mean the world. All right, we're going to Charlotte, North Carolina, people, North Carolina. Well, congressman admits illegal airport parking. Yeah. Okay, who the fuck cares? A Republican U.S. Congressman illegally parked his Ford Explorer at the Charlotte, North Carolina, Douglas International Airport, a spokesman has admitted. Yeah, Brock McLeary, a spokesman for, what? Who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares, people? I mean, how many of you motherfuckers done parked illegally? Bitch, I parked illegally at the airport. So I'm just running in to get my motherfucking
lost baggage that you bitches lost. Fuck, no, I'm not finna go pay for no damn parking and shit. I'm gonna goddamn sit there and then and go on in that motherfucker. Anyway, all right. That was ignorant. Going back to Cali, people, where a lot of shit is happening, and y'all have to watch out because a doctor faked exams for diseased immigrants. Oh, yeah, people. A Los Angeles doctor has allegedly found a creative way to speed up his workflow. Yeah, because LaVon Tabalakani, whatever the fuck, 72 years old, is accused of giving medical clearance to immigrants applying for U.S. visas by allegedly falsifying the results of medical exams and lab tests. Yeah. In one case, he allegedly told an undercover ICE agent that he was not going to disturb his blood and that he did not look like he had AIDS. Yeah, according to an affidavit. So authorities are unsure how many other patients were victims of the alleged scam and may have received one of those apparent visual AIDS tests. Man, boy, that's crazy in the motherfucking. Y'all wonder why there's an epidemic running around this shit. Because motherfuckers like that, you know what I'm saying, they ain't checking shit. All right, anyways, let's go to New Zealand. Yeah, people, we all the way over in New Zealand. Shouts out to my, you know what I'm saying, Miss Little Lola, who holds it down, you know what I'm saying, up there in New Zealand. Yeah, and this is where a pay problem, parents not to breed. What? Yeah, okay. An outspoken Kiwi politician has proposed a new solution to the country's child abuse problem. Yeah, pay the appalling underclass not to breed. Yeah, this is what he said, the appalling underclass. Yeah, that's what he classifies. Michael Laws, that there is a group within our society who give their children no hope nor opportunity from the moment they are born. The regional mayor wrote on the New Zealand radio website, where he broadcasts as a talkback DJ, that these parents are known to authorities, and yet the authorities can only intervene after children have been harmed. It would be far better for this appalling underclass to be offered financial inducements not to have in children, given the toxic environment that they would provide for any child in their care. Damn, that's hard in a bitch. They going to pay for you to close your pussy? Damn, ain't that reverse prostitution? You're supposed to pay to get the pussy. I mean, now you got to pay not to get the pussy?
I like the way
that is. Yeah, that one ain't sound right. All right, people. Y'all, if that shit sound right, go to nuttynewstoday.com and read it for your motherfucking self. Again, because that shit don't sound right. Anyways, all right, y'all, let's go to London. Yeah, good old London, where students face jail for urinating, which y'all fucking should. Actually, y'all should have y'all asses whooped. Yeah, for urinating on a war memorial. Man, a university student who was photographed urinating over a war memorial was warned. The fuck you mean, Warren, that he could be jailed for the disgusting act? Hell no, nah, his ass need to be got his ass whooped by some motherfucking retired veterans or families that was on that wall for troops that gave their motherfucking lives, and for you go out there trying to desecrate their motherfucking shit. That's the same shit as grave, you know what I'm saying, desecrating a grave site. It's the same fucking shit. Go out to the graveyard and piss on somebody's grave and see if the police don't motherfucking arrest your ass. That was a decent exposure. I don't even know how he didn't get, you know what I'm saying, charged for that. White. I'm sorry. He's a white dude. Sorry. So, yeah.
But,
anyway, he was charged by police after the picture, which showed him urinating on a poppy wreath following a drinking session in the center of Sheffield. Appeared on a national newspaper's website. The image of your urinating over the poppy wreath on the war memorial in this city will make most turn away in disgust, shock, and sadness, said District Judge Anthony Brown. Man, I can kick that bitch out of school. You fucking right. I would kick your ass out of school, man. Because if it wasn't for the motherfucking batteries on that wall, your fake, fluky, pissing ass wouldn't even be in motherfucking school. So, yeah, for me, I would take his ass to the extreme. I would suspend his ass from school, you know what I'm saying, and make him motherfucking re-enroll. Fuck that. Piss on that.
His ass whoop his ass, then re-enroll.
Yeah, before I read this next piece right here, let me play this little excerpt for you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So y'all know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is
motherfucking retards, scrawny little niggas, scrawny. Trying to step up to me. Step up, motherfucker. Bitch, get in the studio. Get in there. And quit recording off a boombox. Get in the fucking studio. And get off my jock. Get off. Go fuck that fat bitch. Fuck. Death of good fun. I didn't see a gun. Just a.
That's rich. This is motherfucking Milwaukee, people. That's who I'm talking about. Yeah. You old punk-ass motherfucking niggas in Milwaukee. Yeah, we talking about out the building, in the building, around the building, whatever the fuck you want to call his name. Oh, fat bitch name is PG, a.k.a. Showstopper. Yeah, we don't play that shit, man. Y'all started it. Y'all put up them old fake, fluky-ass motherfucking blog talk pages and all that gay shit and thought that shit was cute. Well, fuck you motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You lucky I don't go in and play that old song, but I ain't got time for you gay-ass bitches. So, anyways, we're going to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, though. Yeah, where a man put Lexapro in wife's teeth. What the hell is Lexapro? All right, Milwaukee police said a city firefighter was charged with putting a prescription antidepressant in his wife's teeth without her permission. Yeah. Police said the woman, a Milwaukee police detective, yeah, gave some of the tea to her 3-year-old son and noticed a white substance when the child spit some back out. Yeah, the man told them he put the drug in his wife's tea because the couple had been arguing about bills and, yeah, he wanted to calm her down. Weed, people, weed. This is all you fucking need. You want to calm your wife down? Blow that bitch a gun. You know what I'm saying? Blow her ass down. That's what you do. Fire that good shit up and blow her ass down. You know? That's real. Shouts out to just last night's dad. Yeah. Hey, pops. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. And this is going to piss a couple of people off, but yeah. World first swine flu found in the U.S. cat. Yes, people. No, they do have the fucking canine flu. Now, vets in motherfucking Iowa said that a household cat has tested positive for the fucking swine flu. Yeah, the first known case in the fucking world with the new pandemic strain spreading to the feline population. I can't even report this stupid shit, y'all, because this is just getting past motherfucking ignorant, all right? And these dumbass motherfuckers keep creating this fuck shit and injecting y'all goddamn animals and shit because they know that your pets and your motherfucking dogs, you know, you kiss on them, you know, some of you let them lick your pussy and all that, you know, you nasty bestiality practicing motherfuckers, but, you know, a lot of you motherfuckers, you know, let your dogs eat out your hands. And y'all don't go wash your hands. Y'all go right there and eat at the table and shit. You know, go make a sandwich. Go all do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Most motherfucking dog and cat owners. You know what I'm saying? So that's how they doing it. They're like, damn, well, the damn flu ain't going to affect humans because our bodies ain't nothing but a walking virus any fucking ways. You know what I'm saying? That's what we are. We walking viruses. So how are you going to inject the virus into a virus and make it cause what you want and get it caused out of? So we'll go ahead and inject it into man's next best friend and then let the dogs and the cats walk around and then give it out, you know what I'm saying, through their airborne, you know, breathing and shit. You got to watch out, man. Your government is some crooked motherfuckers. So, all right, anyways, man, I ain't reading that dumb shit. And I read this yesterday, people, that Chipley, Florida, about the missing baby. And if y'all seen this baby, y'all... I would have this motherfucker missing too. I mean, please, hold on, people, because if you're in the chat room, excuse me, if you're on the bridge, y'all got to click on this link. Go to nuttynewstoday.com and look at the head on this goddamn baby. I mean, damn. Baby head look like a motherfucking, I don't know, that nigga got a water head, water log head and shit. Like, I don't know, he got a big ass head. That's all I know. Look like an alien head or something. That's probably why the head is actually look like a fucking alien and shit. Fucking alien baby or something. I don't know. Don't laugh at him, kids. Don't laugh at him. You know what I'm saying? Because he's been missing. Don't laugh at him. But, you know. The baby was missing for 5 days and was found alive. What the fuck? I tell you, just don't laugh at it. Damn, he's laughing. What's the damn shame? All right, y'all. Baby was missing for 5 days and was found alive and well. Guess where, people? Yep. Under her babysitter's bed. Yeah. And Florida authorities said they plan to charge the sitter, her husband, and the child's mother. You motherfucking right. Because investigators found the 7-month-old Shannon Diedrich in a box. In a box. Tucked under a bed, surrounded by items intended to hide the child at the Suzanne Elizabeth Baker's home near Chipley. And the baby was placed in protective custody. Court documents show that child welfare workers began looking into allegations Shannon was being abused less than 2 weeks after she was born. And that's fucked up. And she got a damn, like a scar or something on the damn baby and shit. Damn, boy, fucked up. Man, y'all white folks is crazy, man. I don't give a damn. I mean, niggas, yeah, we don't take care of our kids. We go and let them motherfuckers run all around town till 9, 10 last night, but they normally run with their friends. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So somebody looking out for them. You motherfuckers just straight up fucking y'all kids up in the house. All right, anyway. We're going to Mexico City, people, where, Mexican doctors are accused of selling newborns. You got to get some porn music going on for this one, people. Yeah, let's get some porn music going on for this one, because this is getting a little drastic, people. Yep. All right. We're in Mexico City, people. I ain't got my mariachi music. Sorry. So, 3 doctors and a nurse have been arrested for allegedly selling newborns after telling mothers their babies had died at a private hospital in Mexico City. They do the same shit here, people. 1 out of every 4 motherfucking babies born right here in United States hospitals. Check this fucking fact out. Now, this is a true fact. 1 out of 4 babies born. Out of every time, you know what I'm saying? One baby is motherfucking being illegally taken from their mother. It's been proven. They can't, well, they say they can't stop it because it's big business, you know what I'm saying, selling babies on the black market to, you know, the stupid motherfuckers who say they can't, they won't, you know, most likely it's going to be rich bitches that, you know, fucked up their uterus and shit, or the husband is impotent, you know what I'm saying, no dick slinging motherfucker, and so that's why they, you know, they got to, you know, go extreme like that. So, but the police uncovered the scheme after one of the women learned her baby was alive and had been sold. Yeah. He said she told authorities she heard her baby cry, but when she asked to see the child, doctors told her she had to wait until the effects of the anesthetics wore off. Later, doctors told her the baby had been taken to another hospital. And then a day later, the woman was told her baby died and had been cremated. Damn, boy, y'all motherfuckers are some sick bitches. All right, people. Now, I'm going to go ahead and reiterate this last one, because I read this last yesterday on the show, that a Brazilian bricklayer who reportedly was killed in a car crash shocked his mourning family by showing up alive at his funeral. Yep. Because relatives of Ademir George Goncalves, 59, had identified him as the victim of a car crash in Parana State in southern Brazil. And as is customary in Brazil, the funeral was held the following day, which happened to be the holiday of Finados, which Brazilians visit cemeteries to honor the dead. It just so happens, what family members didn't know was that cows had spent the night at a truck stop talking with friends over drinks of a sugar cane liquor known as cachaca. But he did not get the word about his own funeral until it was already happening. And he was just coming out there to celebrate the holiday of Finados. Damn, that's some crazy shit, people. So, yeah, sometimes a motherfucker might think that you're dead and your ass ain't. And there you go. So, yeah, shouts out to Kay and Kareem. I hope y'all ready, goddammit, because Smells So Good will be touching down at 11:26 tomorrow morning. I will be at the motherfucking airport waiting on some goddamn body. And, yeah, you might want to hurry up, because if I have to step outside, I will be smoking herb outside the airport, and I don't know how Las Vegas gets down. You know what I'm saying? So you need to hurry up and come pick a nigga up. Yeah. And that's the nutty news for the day, people. Yeah, that's how we do it. It was something else I needed to motherfucking talk about. Shit, and dude told me about that crazy shit last night. I told him I was going to talk about that shit on the show, and I forgot to fucking write it down and talk about it. Damn. All right, well, it don't matter, man. We got 8 minutes, people. I'm washing clothes, trying to clean my shit up, burning up a couple of CDs, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's how we do it. We can go ahead and bring one more caller on the line. On the Lizine, but hold on, got to represent for my hood real quick, you know. I see Miss Just Last Night on the line, people, and we're bringing up right after these messages provided to you by my dog, Sleepy Mother.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smells So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you, Sleepy J. I'm going fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life, Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah, even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah,
Tampa,
bitch.
Yeah, let me beam, Miss Just Last Night on board. It starts just smelling bright. Hold on, woman. See you hailing me. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we do it, people. Y'all want to get aboard the Starship Smelling Prize, please call 347-237-5125, and I'll beam you aboard. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Hold on, I got to do but now I had to switch up, people. I was using some space lemon juice, and space lemon juice was kind of sticky. So I had to switch up and use my space jerry curl juice, which seems to work a lot better. So we're going to spray some real quick. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. All right, let's see if this shit works this time, people. Let's go ahead and hit this motherfucking transformer. Oh, shit. I'm telling y'all. Now, boy, y'all better get y'all space jerry curl juice. Only on sale on the Starship Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down. Sweet D Love and Kaya Kareem, Natasha Triple X, I Be the Wise One, and motherfucking Goofy Bone. Oh, she's in Chicago. Okay, I thought it was all. Okay. Well, they already going to be ahead of the game. They're going to be. Down in Las Vegas ahead of your boy. I'll be, you know, coming in there tomorrow. So it's going down. 216, we got Miss Just Last Night in the building, people. And it's going down. And it's going down. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? I see you in Vegas.
I'm getting, you know, I'm washing my clothes up, my tickets booked, and I'm taking off in the morning, you know what I'm saying?
That's great. Have a good time. I'm not going, but have fun.
Wait. Where are you at? You in Texas, right?
No, Mo is in Texas. I'm in Ohio, in Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah, I keep getting that mixed up. Okay, so you in... So I'm saying, how far is Ohio from Las Vegas?
By plane, I think it's three hours.
Oh, that ain't bad. It's 7 hours for me. Because I got a...
Wow.
Yeah, it's 7 hours. Well, I mean, it ain't straight, though. I got a one-hour layover in Atlanta, and, hour and a half, and then after that, it's 5 hours straight to Las Vegas. But then it's even, shit, it's an overnight flight when I come back. I'm like, damn.
At least you could be asleep, though.
Well, yeah.
That's a long-ass drive. That's like driving, shit. That's long.
Yeah. Well, it's a long layover. It's like a 3-hour layover in, I think in Philly or Texas. I think it's in Houston. I'm supposed to be in Houston, Texas. So that's on the return trip. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, you know.
I try to get nonstop flights only. I can't deal with the layover.
Oh. Yeah, well, they're a little bit more pricey for the nonstop flights. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My ticket's already $400.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So shit. Yeah.
I had went to Priceline and everything was gonna cost $500, but I just got some other stuff I need to take care of, so I ain't gonna be selfish. You know.
You need to go through not Priceline. Go through Priceline wasn't even cheap. I went through
Priceline. You're supposed to pick your own. You pick your own price.
I ain't booked through them. I went through TravelZoo.com. And they found, who the hell, hold on, let me find out who I had booked through. I believe I booked through Orbitz. I want to say Orbitz, because they found a rate cheaper, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even though whatchamacallit.
But that was going to be my hotel and everything was going to cost me $500.
Oh, shit.
That was my everything, round trip plus the hotel. Yeah, everything was going to cost me $500.
Oh, okay. Well, see now, if I would have booked last month, it would have been that, because the ticket wasn't up but $240 when I first initially checked it. You know what I'm saying? A round trip ticket was $240. So if I would have got the hotel package and all that, yeah, it probably would have came out $400-$500 for, you know, everything.
Right.
Because
or less.
Because they give you a discount when you.
Yeah,
when you do that. I seen that, too. I was like, damn. You get it all together, and you save like a mug, boy.
You're right.
Yeah, you do it. So you get a bigger, better savings on it. So, but, yeah, I got my confirmation email, and, Travelocity. I booked through Travelocity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Travelocity.com. So, shouts out to Travelocity.com, you know what I'm saying, helping a brother out and having the cheapest rate. Shit. You know what I'm saying? They had the cheapest rate, so that's what I had to go with. And let me see. Yeah, I'll be departing 6:30 a.m., arriving in Atlanta, Georgia at 8:05 a.m. Got an hour and a half layover, and we change over planes in Atlanta. And depart at 9:40 a.m. and be in Las Vegas at 11:28 a.m. Yeah. And I'm actually, when I come back, it's 10:30 at night, and then I'll arrive in Philly. I'll actually be in Philadelphia from 6 a.m. Damn, that's a 4-hour layover, 4.5 hours.
Wow.
Damn.
What you going to do for that time, though? Well, you'll find something.
No, me. I ain't scared. Nigga like me.
I mean,
we'll
within the airport, because it don't make no sense to leave unless you know somebody there to come scoop you up.
Man, shit. I got 3.5 hours to find something to get into in motherfucking Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I'm going to find something to motherfucking get into. I ain't going to sit around the airport. If I just got to walk up and down the strip up outside that motherfucking take pictures. I mean, shit, nah, I ain't going to be sitting in no airport. But if I do, and they got Wi-Fi, then I'll be sitting there doing a show. So,
you know,
I would definitely crack a show off, so.
The IB studio gonna have a live show.
Yeah, Brian definitely. He said Saturday. He wanted to do it Saturday, but you know, I ain't wanna I mean, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Don't matter to me. I'm trying to do it every day. I mean, shit, wherever it's Wi-Fi, goddamn it, we gonna get together and do something funky. You know. But his birthday, I think, is it Saturday or Sunday?
Or Monday. One of them.
Oh, Monday. Yeah, it's Monday. So everybody's celebrating Saturday. We're going to do the celebration Saturday or Sunday. One of the two. One of the two. So, yeah. We're going to hold it down for him, though. He said his wife is kind of upset because she has some things planned for his birthday. But I say, well, shit, if she ain't spending $400 motherfucking dollars on you, I ain't trying to hear shit. I ain't trying to hear a motherfucking thing, honestly. Shit. Oh.
Well,
actually, more than that,
because
you got to multiply. You got to multiply everybody that's coming. Because
right.
We all coming. So you talking about over? Oh, well, you ain't breaking no $2,000-$3,000 for his birthday for one day.
Right.
So shit. I think this is the biggest motherfucking present that you could ever get. I ain't never flew to go see no motherfucking body. Period.
Yeah,
so,
what?
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, booty calls and all. I done drove. But I ain't never flown to get no pussy. So, you know, and I'm just coming. I ain't even coming to get pussy. I'm just coming to meet some motherfuckers who we all got something in common. And we all can benefit from actually meeting each other live in person.
Top flight world, Craig.
Nope. Yeah, so DJ, oh, my bad, party time. This missed just last night. You know what I'm saying? You know, shouts out. This is Miss Just Last Night. This is my dog, DJ Party Time. You know,
hey,
sounds
what
sounds
it do with lady?
Doing real big, y'all. So yeah, I'm taking off in the morning. I'm just get my little stuff done. I stay right by the airport, so there ain't nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think I'm a driver. I think I'm just gonna catch the call a cab and have a cab come and grab me instead of driving up there and parking my van with all my shit in it. You know what I'm saying?
Illegal.
How was your buddy, Stacy? Nah, shit. None of my buddies live next to me. I don't stay in the hood. I live about an hour outside the hood. Shit, take 40 minutes to get to my house. Shit, nah. For a five minute cab ride to the airport. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
He's 30 minutes from the airport, so he's 5 minutes. He right across the street. He can see the airport.
Yeah. I'm step out, and I can probably put the phone up in the air, and you hear the damn planes flying by. So
plane was flying by 2 hours last time.
Yeah, that's letting you know just how close, you know what I'm saying, I am to it. So, you know.
Look
but,
on the
bottom. Yeah.
It crashed right in the water by his house.
Yeah, so we got Kay and Kareem, I Be the Wise One, Goofy Bone, Sweet D Love, myself, Tasha, and who else I'm missing?
Seti ain't going, is he?
No, I don't know what happened with Seti, but he ain't going.
Yeah, Tasha went off on him about that last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was going off. She said, "You ass."
we I'm just saying.
You don't have
I mean, if your finances didn't allow you or your job didn't allow you, then that's one thing. But see, we got a motherfucker that told us, and I ain't finna spray no names because you'll hear the comment again. But they told us that the trip wasn't beneficial enough for them to attend. And see, that's just what hurts us to the heart, man. You know, that's just like saying that we ain't worth, you know what I'm saying, just for the humbug to come and see. That's what you're trying to say. But you will come on the radio show every day, you know what I'm saying, and talk to us and conversate with us and play buddy-buddy with us. But then when it comes down to really, you know, trying to make something really happen, shit, you don't never know what's going to happen after this. You know what I'm saying? We can all get down there and a motherfucker really hear that one show and be like, well, man, I want to sponsor y'all because, you know what I'm saying, I seen that y'all all came together and actually made this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? I got a network I want to put y'all on. Fuck it. I got a job for all y'all right now. And then every day, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to pay y'all motherfuckers
to all link together and do this motherfucking show. And then next year I'll pay for the goddamn big host reunion for all y'all to come down here and just really, you know what I'm saying, do it big. I mean, you never know, though. You never know until you just, you know what I'm saying, take a leap of faith. You got to step in the darkness sometimes.
Right,
you know what
there,
I'm
you got to do it sometime. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of us couldn't make it this time, you know, due to situations out of our control. But like I say, for those who can make this trip, I advise them to make the trip. Like I say, you never know what's going to happen and who you going to meet on the way. You know what I'm saying? Who's to say, shoot, just your luck, you might meet somebody that may change your life forever or change your career forever. So not beneficial? It's not beneficial to make rash decisions like that because, you know, I don't know why that was said, and I don't agree why that
was said. Behind-the-scenes drama that maybe y'all don't know about, but I was going. I was all for going. Well, I was going in the beginning, no matter what, because it's Mo Blue's birthday, and we were going to celebrate. But
what? I didn't know that either.
Yeah, me and Mo was going, but we had planned this trip, like, back in the summer, before we went to Dallas, because it's her birthday. Her birthday was the 3rd. So we was going to go to Vegas to celebrate, but it was me, E, Mo, and her boyfriend. But after we left Vegas, then we was like, her uncle was like, well, shit, let's all go. So then Sweet was going, and then we came back home from Dallas, and we was telling everybody on BTR, you know, that's the next trip. You know, y'all missed the Dallas trip. Meet us in Vegas. But it's been some behind-the-scenes bullshit, and I'm too old for that. So I said, you know what, I'm not going to go. Even though it's my girl's birthday, happy birthday, shout out to Mo Blue. But I can't deal with no grown-ass people in drama. I can't do it. So I'm not going to pay my money for bullshit. So that's the reason why I'm going. So I don't know who person y'all talking about that said it's not beneficial, but they probably heard that behind-the-scenes bullshit, too. So, and I didn't get it from a person's mouth. I just happened to be listening to an archived show and heard the bullshit. And then all of that that she said, we said, ain't nobody got time for that mess. If you going to go out to Vegas, go to have a good time.
Go,
and
that's it.
Show your friends and shit, but don't add in no little extra bullshit. That's
ridiculous. That even from the beginning when that bullshit talking about, I heard it's a rumor that the trip been canceled. How the fuck?
Right, when
the coordinators of the shit didn't send out no motherfucking text message, the coordinators didn't have no fucking show to say, hey, not now time have we, since the birth of this damn idea, ever said between me, Goofy, or Sadie J, have ever said that this trip was canceled. Have never said that. We never said it. And honestly, this all just came about as a joke. This was a joke at first. You know what I'm saying? We're like, yeah, well, let's just all meet up. But it became reality to see the power of what this could cause if we did do that, which is why we all went on ahead. And fuck, Tasha spent the goddamn, like, $4,000 or $5,000, you know what I'm saying, to be on vacation so she can fly to state to fucking state. She came down to Tampa, Florida, and did a damn show. She was here in Tampa. We did a show, you know, the one at Starbucks, if you check it out, you know what I'm saying? That was me and her side by side live at the Starbucks, fucking 3 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying, doing a goddamn show. Live, because all the clubs was closed. So I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, hell fucking right, man. Ain't no way. I mean, unless the Lord just don't want me to go. 2 days ago, my mama lost her Lexus. You know what I'm saying? The motor blew in the motherfucker. So the past couple of days, I've been driving her around. You know what I'm saying? Only thing that causes is when I drive her around, I lose money. So I only had $300. I didn't have the whole $400 for the ticket. I only had $300. Yesterday, the Lord, I don't know what happened. I didn't even have enough supplies that I felt, but the Lord gave me, he provided what I needed. And I made $100 yesterday to go ahead and book my ticket today. I just booked my ticket like 2 hours ago at 12 o'clock. I just booked my ticket right before the show. So that show you dedication. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If I had to borrow that shit, I was going to borrow the rest. You know what I'm saying? Today was my cutoff day to do whatever the fuck I had to do. You know what I'm saying? So now today is just my, you know, make a couple of extra bucks day so I can, you know what I'm saying, Goofy already blessed me with a room. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to pay for a room. I just have to pay for the ticket to get there. Who can't, who would not do that? Are you feel me? I mean, with those type of circumstances set up, I have no choice. I have to do it. I even explained to my mama. I understand I got bills. I understand I got a lot of shit. I said, but this is one thing. This is something that just only happens once in a lifetime. Certain things in life you only get one chance to do. Sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith and do it. I mean, and no, not everybody's going to be included in it. But we, as the planners of it, have to do it in order to influence everybody else to want to do it the next time. And that, you know, and that's my whole thing, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people do just say things, you know what I'm saying? And they don't be about it, you know what I'm saying? And that's what they always say. You know, if you're going to talk about it, then be about it. You know what I'm saying? If you say you're going to do something, then do it. You know, and this is so on a large scale because it involves states and countries, not neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? We ain't meeting up at the damn Best Western. You know what I'm saying? We ain't, you know, down the street. You know, we ain't meeting at the Piggly Wiggly and shit in the parking lot so we can all just sit there, drink beer, and smoke a blunt and talk. You know what I'm saying? We are going to, well, I've never been, you know, places where people ain't never been. I ain't never been in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? I've been to other states, but not Las Vegas. You know, I've been to other countries, but I ain't never been to Australia. Australia coming here. Already here. So, yeah, man, it's like, shit. I thank you. I thank the Lord 1,200 times that I just spent $400 to blindly go on a trip that is not planned. It's only been mentally planned, but there's no itinerary. You know what I'm saying? We don't have shit planned professionally what the fuck we going to do down there. But just like the Blog Talk Network, this is what we do. We are show hosts. We improvise. And we come up off the dome, interesting shit, when we get there. And I guarantee you, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some proof. We're going to have plenty of video, plenty of pictures to bring back. Check the Facebooks, MySpaces, and all that shit. And, you know, read about it in the history books. You know what I'm saying? And in the archives. So, that's real. But, you know, when you do the show, though, we, you know, hey, everybody going to know, though. It don't even matter if you ain't there. You're going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Because when we do that live show on Saturday, everybody and their mama going to be there. Or going to try to be there.
I need to remind me.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who? Who? I mean, I'm trying to send out messages and everything else to let people know. I already booked the show before I leave. You know what I'm saying? I'm already scheduling four shows for the weekend. They're going to be scheduled, whether I got Wi-Fi spots or not. My shit going to be scheduled, though. So I will be at least calling in, you know what I'm saying, and running my shows personally. I ain't talking about group shows, but me personally, I'm doing shows every motherfucking day. Mm-hmm. Every day I'm down there. So 12 p.m., y'all can look for me at 12 p.m. I don't give a damn. We've been partying, and we just came in at 11 a.m. I'm going to have to do that show for 2 hours and then, you know what I'm saying, catch some Z's or whatever. But, you know, we're going to hold it down. So, you know, just pray for us, people. Pray for everybody that's jumping on the plane and you know, and actually taking off, man, to another, you know, another place. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to do. What we gonna do? So I can't play no outro music. They done shut my switchboard down. Shut the ship down. Shut the ship down, people. Fuck. Right.
Yeah, get over.
Have fun, and I'll be at the show on Saturday.
Yeah, most definitely. And tell E I got his music. Finally, you know what I'm saying? Goofy sent me over a couple of tracks and shit. So we've been, you know. We've been smashing it, you know, here on Wrecking the Game Radio, so, you know.
I was sure letting you know.
Yeah, that's real. Thank you, Miss Jeff, last night. And motherfucking DJ Party Time, you know what I'm saying, hanging out on board the Starship Smelly Prize. People, we do this each and every day that the Lord allows us to get up on her, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., you know what I'm saying, Eastern Standard Time. And, yeah, you can catch us somewhere out in space, you know what I'm saying? If you don't, catch me on planet Earth, man, at the Weed Man house. No? Yeah.
Melee, how we gonna get back on the ship, man? We can't beam ourselves back on the ship.
No, man, I already put the damn shit on before the switch clicked off. This is an automatic beam. It's gonna automatically send everybody back home. So, come
Did
on, man. I'm in 3009, man.
I have a safe trip.
That's real. Hey, much love just last night. That's real. Party time, see you in a few, dog. All
right.
Yeah.